We're going to do a little quick episode here. There's too much going on in the world to really concentrate on this subject matter, but I wanted to speak on it. I needed to say something about it. I've been watching Kanye West throughout this whole debacle with his marriage and his family. It's amazing to me how people will sit and watch somebody's life just disintegrate and nobody step in to help them. Now, we know that Kanye is an artist and that he says and does things that are provocative and people think that he's really smart and that some people don't like him and whatever, whatever. But I think it all boils down to him being black. And when you're in the entertainment industry, they kind of make you feel like you're a part of everybody. But when you get to these type of moments in life, they help you understand and realize that you're black. And so some of the things I'm hearing and I'm seeing, I'm thinking he's having another mental break. He's not taking his medication. All these people around him collecting paychecks, but ain't nobody trying to help him and stop him from doing what he's doing. Somebody needs to sit his ass down. Be like, look, you fucking up. You need to move on with your life. Kim's done. You got 4 kids with her. Deal with that shit. This is the whole thing. When you have a mental illness, you can't take responsibility for what you do. You don't have control over your emotions and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes some people need help. You could see a person who is a paraplegic and you know they can't walk. They can't get up and run with you or skateboard or ride a bike or go for a walk. You see they need a wheelchair to do anything and go anywhere. But people with mental illnesses, you don't see what they need until they go to get help with somebody that studies the mind and that knows the mind. So he's prescribed medication. And when you're off of that medication, it's kind of like being out your wheelchair. You can't function. You can't do anything properly. So he's all out here saying and doing all kinds of shit. And it's really going to take a toll on his life. He's going to be another black man in fucking jail, not being able to pay child support, in jail longer because he can't pay child. The system is fucked. And it is not for men, and it is definitely not for black men. We have seen that. So why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because people need to have more compassion for folks that have mental illnesses. It's not easy. It is not easy dealing with this shit. So, those of you that are listening to this, please pray for that man. But he got himself into this situation. Kim took advantage. And she knew what was going on with him before she married him and had them 4 kids. She knew. But she wanted to be guaranteed. Well, whatever her motives were, I'm not trying to get into all that. I don't really care. Because what's done is done. And the ones that are going to suffer the most are his 4 children. They got to deal with their mother's lifestyle on top of their dad, being out here. Kanye ain't nobody going to have no sympathy on him because he's black. So he just out here. And I feel bad for his kids, most of all, But I hope that he calms down and gets the help that he needs. That somebody will step in and help the brother because y'all letting him go crazy again. But he's got to release his frustration. He's got to release his anger. And, you know, in the way that he's doing it, it doesn't seem like it's productive. And he probably should have got the guidance of a therapist on it. But he needs mental health help really, really badly. He needs to get back in that fucking wheelchair, man. He needs to get back in that fucking mental wheelchair. This dude mentally is a paraplegic. He cannot fucking move without assistance. He's got to have 24-hour care. And it can't be, you know, solely left up to him. Somebody might need to take over conservatorship if he don't stay on point and take his medications and stop acting and ranting out here. He needs to stop it. Because this is going to get him into some hot doo-doo. And he don't want that. Somebody somewhere need to do something about this dude. Because it's just, it's not cool. It's not cool. So, with that being said, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me.